This is Saturday, the fourth day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 1, 1-8. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the wilderness. Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Mark's gospel doesn't begin with Jesus, but starts with prophecy. John the Baptist and a movement of confession and repentance. All of this was setting the stage for the arrival of Jesus. Before we fully embrace Christ, we need to acknowledge our need for a Savior. Consider your life. In what ways do you need a Savior today? Begin this prayer time with confession and honesty. Listen again to God's word. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the wilderness. Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In this passage, John says a mysterious statement. I baptize you with water, but he, being Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. To baptize means to submerge. Just as John was submerging others in the water, Jesus will do so with God's Spirit. In other words, the goal of Jesus' ministry is to cover, submerge, and soak people in God's presence. Take this moment and ask that God would cleanse you today. Ask that God will fill you with his presence. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.